The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Uri Nidam, Hashem Yishmeru V'Hayehu, in honor of all the members of the Minyan, all the members of the Daf HaYomi, and in honor of the Rabbi, Tiskel Mitzvot. May he continue to succeed. Aslaha V'Arvaha B'Chol Ma'asi Yadav. Amen. Mara Nidarim, Daf Yud Dalet. Today's daf is being studied. לרפואה שלמה שלמה בן מרים, לרפואה שלמה יוסף בן שרה, יוסף בן שרה, ושרה בת רחל, אין נא רפא להם בתוך שאר חולי עמו ישראל, אמן. יוסף בן שרה, לעילוי נשמת אברהם בן אסתר, רוח השם תניחנו בגן עדן, אמן. Begin today's daf on Yud Gimel, עמוד שני, starting four lines from the bottom. So we had a statement from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, "Ve'elu mutarim." The following nedarim are indeed mutar, which means the neder is not effective. You don't even need to make an absolvement. You don't have to go to the rabbi to get a petach to find an opening to the neder. So it says, "Ve'elu mutarim." Cholin she'ochel lecha. That was the first case of the Mishnah. Cholin she'ochel lecha means the food that I'm going to eat by you is going to be cholin. So that's nothing. Of course, it's cholin, so it's mutar. So the Gemara says, "Tama de amar cholin she'ochel lecha." The only reason why it says mutar, why it's not a vow, is because he said the cholin that I'm going to eat. Ha amar lecholin she'ochel lecha. But if he would have said the words la cholin, mashma lo lecholin leheve, ela korban. It's mashma from our Mishnah that only because he said the words cholin she'ochel lecha. But if he would have said la cholin she'ochel lecha, well, it means la cholin. Na cholin means it's not cholin. Na cholin means it is a korban. And therefore, the Gemara wants to know, if you're going to say la cholin she'ochel lecha, who would the author of the Mishnah be? So it says, ma'ani matnitin, either be me'ir, it can't be to be me'ir. You know why? Ha let le mechlal lav ata shomeya hen. Because we know that Rabbi Meir's opinion is he doesn't go with implications. So if you're going to say la cholin she'ochel lecha, it's not cholin what I'm going to eat. So that already you have to work with an implication, meaning it's not cholin, but it is korban. So whenever Rabbi Meir does not go with mechlal lav ata shomeya hen, so therefore the Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Meir ve'ela Rabbi Yehuda. So you want to tell me our Mishnah must be going like Rabbi Yehuda? That says, when a guy says, chudlin she'ochel lecha, that's mutar. But when he says, la chudlin she'ochel lecha, so that's going to be asur. The Gemara says, how can you say it's a biyuda, haynu resha? Which means already the first Mishnah, though the last Mishnah that we had, already was the biyuda, which means already we had another Mishnah that taught us the shitav the biyuda, that he goes with implications. Which means the first Mishnah, we learned, remember the Biyudah that said you have to say Kirushalayim. So we said that whole Mishnah was Adiba, the Biyudah. And he holds that you do say Mechlal Lav Atashomeya. And he says that you go with the implication. So therefore, what do I need two Mishnayot telling me the Shita of the Biyudah? Again, our Mishnah opened up. This Mishnah over here. Cholin She'ochel Lecha. What's the deen? Mutar. What is the guy saying? Cholin. This is Cholin, what I'm going to eat. Mutar. So the Gemara makes a diyuk. Oh, but if you would have said la chodin, then it would have been asur. What would that be like? It can't be the bimir, because the bimir that we were an implication. You don't go with implications. Okay, so it's got to be the biyuda. Beautiful. Well, we have a mishnah like the biyuda already. We have a biyuda already. The last mishnah we proved already is the biyuda that goes with implications. So we need two mishnayot in a row to teach me the same law. So the Gemara says, you're right. Aidi diktani kebasar hazir. כעבודת כוכבים, לאחי קטני חודין. So the Gemara says, you're right, you didn't need the first case of the Mishnah. The first case of the Mishnah is just an introduction to the next cases of the Mishnah. Which is the next case of the Mishnah was, if a guy says, what your food to me is hazir, or it's like עבודת כוכבים, and things like that. So once already we're quoting the second part of the Mishnah, which is the Hadush of the Mishnah, the things that are intrinsically asur, you cannot make a neder to attach to them. So therefore, we threw in the case of cholin. But you're right. There's no hadush in the case of cholin. because we know already that we go with Rabbi Yehuda. Look at the Tapran. Ela Rabbi Yehuda Tapran. Ela Rabbi Yehuda Yainu Resha. Matniti de Perka Kama. That's the Mishnah, the first Perek. That said, what did not Lachudin Shochel Lecha Kari Resha. Right. That's called Resha. That's called the first Mishnah. Now the Ran explains us the question. If you want to say that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, lo tikshilan haynu resha mishum dahid the elokim na Rabbi Yehuda. See, the last Mishnah was Rabbi Yehuda. Vaaki ketali shRabbi Yehuda omer omer Yerushalayim good. Vaaka satam lantana dafil Rabbi Meir the let the mechlal avata shomayahen behamode mishum dekevad amar lo cholin al korchain korbanave, which means I could have said like this. If you wanted to make a Mishnah like Rabbi Meir, I would have been happier. Now, how would I make a Mishnah like Rabbi Meir? I would tell you like this. Cholin she'ochel lecha mutar. That's no question. Cholin she'ochel lecha. What I'm going to eat to you is cholin. That's mugadai mutar. It's cholin. Implying we would have said, la cholin she'ochel lecha asur. I would squeeze and say, that's Rabbi Meir. But it's an implication. I would say it's not an implication. I would say, la cholin is... saying it's not cholin, meaning it's a korban. I would say he doesn't call that an implication. La cholin means what? It's not cholin. That's such an implication. So I would have a problem. You wanted to make the Mishnah to be meir, and I would say the hadush of the Mishnah is that when you say la cholin, that's considered explicit, and therefore it's okay. But the Gemara is not saying that. The Gemara wants to say that even la cholin is an implication. And therefore, La Chonin would not be Asur according to Rabbi Meir. So you're forced to say then what? The author is the Biuda. Oh, if it's the Biuda, already it's redundant. So continue the Ran. Aval kamar ha-shas, t'lo efshal ukma alima dekeman, delet le-mikhlala v'atash shomayen, afinu bechiyai gavna, itlan le-mishri. And therefore, even in this case, the Gemara wants to say that when you say La Chonin, meaning it's not Chonin, it is a Korban, you're already in implication zone. Finish. So the Mishnah cannot be... Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara's first answer, Ran, I di diktani kibasar chajir kilomar. Ha diktani chodin she'ochel lecha, lav legufe it's tarich. Lav le diyuka. La gav gerara de she'ara patach bevachache. You don't need the first case, only an introduction to the second cases of the Mishnah. Not to make implications on the Mishnah. Don't learn the Mishnah. Chodin she'ochel lecha mutar. Oh, mashma, if you would have said la cholin, don't even go that far. It's a setup for the next case. Not only is cholin shomelecha mutar, which is obvious, even when he says hazir and avodazara, nevela, terefa, to the words terech agav. That's the first answer. Comes the Gemara, gives the second answer, third line of the Gemara, Ravinamar, haki katani. Ve'elu mutarin kecholin. Kebasar hazir, kavodat kuchabim. Which means he's learning the Mishnah like this. The following items are permissible, like the case where he says the food that I'm eating is cholin. Which means it's all really a one case. Which means it's comparing the second cases of our Mishnah like the case of cholin. And what do you need that for? So Gemara explains why you need it for. Says, "V'ilo tana cholin." Because if we wouldn't have said the first case in the Mishnah of cholin, havamina ba'e she'ela. Because I would have thought you might need she'ela. You might need to absolve. Now we all know, in a case of cholin she'ochel lecha, you don't need any absolving. Nothing was tofes. So the point of the Mishnah is that when a guy says that your food is to me what I'm going to eat, like hazir. So you would have thought that you might need to go to the rabbi. That's why the Mishnah started off. These items are like saying your foodstuff is cholin. And just like on foodstuff is cholin, everybody agrees it's nothing. It's not even hot. You don't got to go to a rabbi. So that's why I had to say that. Because you would have thought maybe on the second cases in the Mishnah, you needed to go to the rabbi. No. These are like cholin, meaning it's nothing. Now the Gemara is going to question, why would I think you need to go to the rabbi? So comes the Gemara and says, "Umi ikal asuke al data." Okay, would I have thought that you have to go to the rabbi in a case where he says this item is like hazir? Midiktani Sefa. I know from the last part of the Mishnah. What did the second case, the last part of the Mishnah say? Ha'omer le'ishto. Hare at alai ki'ima. A guy tells his wife, you're like, to me, like my mother. Poteino petach me'makom ahed. Then already got to go to the rabbi. And you have to uproot the vow. Right? He's got to find you an opening. So what's the implication? Mechlal de'resha lo ba'ya she'ela. Implying that the first cases in the Mishnah, you don't need to go to the rabbi. Which means, if that was the whole point of telling me the Hunin case, is to tell me the extent of how these Nedarim are not hal at all, they don't even need to go to the rabbi to absolve, it's like saying Hunin She'ochelika, which is nothing. I don't need that. If that's the reason why you introduced the words Hunin She'ochelika, there's no reason. You know why? Because I know that law already. I know from the Sefa. What did it say in the Sefa? Guy comes and tells his wife, you're to me like my mother. What's the deen? You gotta go to the rabbi. Mashma, that all the cases until now, you don't have to go to the rabbi. So I know that already from the implication of the sefa. So we're back to the question. So why did you write the first case of the Mishnah? Cholin she'ochelika. Don't tell me it's to tell me the extent of heter on the second cases of the Mishnah. Because I know the extent of heter from the sefa. We go back to the original answer. Cholin memela nasba. Cholin was brought memela, which is derech agav. It was brought by the way. You didn't need that case. But once we were giving cases of mutar, so we threw in the cholin case as well. But not so you can start making diyukim, because then if you're going to start making the diyukim, you're going to get into trouble. Oh, who's the author of the Mishnah? It's not the Bimeir. It's a Biyuda. We know the Biyuda already was the last Mishnah. Don't go that far. We just brought the case of cholin, just derech agav. Once we're bringing cases of heter, guy says, this is Hazir, nothing. Nothing. You know what? Put the holding case in there. Also, it's also, if he says, Cholin She'ochelika, but it's Derech Agav. It's a by-the-way introduction. Good? Comes the Gemara now, asks a question. Minah Nemile. Now we get to the source. How do you know that when you make something asur mita'am neder, how do you know you cannot matfis it on something that is intrinsically asur? How do I know? When I take this food stuff, if I cannot say, this food stuff is on me like hazir. Guy says that, you did nothing. You can eat the food stuff, it's mutar. Why not? Well, hazir is asur. Well, it's a beautiful thing. I would think that it's the greatest item that you could give an example of. This asur to me like hazir. I think it's strong. But it's nothing. Well, how do you know that that's so? So Gemara says, Minah Nemile, right? Always when you see Minah Nemile, it's looking for a source pasuk in the Torah. Amar Kera, the pasuk says, Ish ki yidor neder la Hashem, ad shi yidor bedavar hanadur. Ki yidor neder. Pasuk just said, Ish ki yidor. What are you making a vow? You're making a vow of a neder. Ish ki yidor. Ish ki yidor neder. When you make a neder, it has to be bedavar anadur, compared to something that's also asur from neder. Yeah. Is the hazir asur from neder? No, hazir is asur because it's asur. Korban would be a good case that's asur mishum neder, because you designated the korban. So therefore, the chadush of the pasuk is dafka items that you forbade mita'am neder, and now you're using it as a comparison. I want to osir this like this. Well, what is the like this? Like this is hazir. You said nothing. Ishki yidor neder. Dafka bedavar hanadur. Let's read the Ran. So this is an interesting Ran. It gives a little extra insight here. Amar kira. Ki yidor neder ad shi yadu bedavar hanadur. See that Ran? Nir'e be'ainai. Dehachi perusho. Disvira le'le hashas. The lashmeina dematfis benavana nadur mitzar lo sarichra, which means like this. Maybe the pasuk is telling me, stam, that when a person says this item, this kikar, is like that, maybe the chidush is that the item becomes asur at all. How do you know when you matfis, when you do this business, that this is like basar hazir? Let me take that case. This is like basar hazir. Who tells me that this item would be asur? You didn't say it's asur. You didn't say the word asur. in the Darim, how they have to say this is Asur. Maybe the Hattush of the Pasuk is that Stam, whenever you compare one item to another item, the point is the item is Asur, even though you didn't say the word Asur. Maybe that's the point of the Pasuk. So the Ran says, the Kevan Damar Kikar Ze Alai Asur, Havi Neder. Normally, if a guy would say Kikar Ze Asur, that's Vadaya Neder. Ki Amar Nami Ki Korban Asur Ka Amar. So too, when a guy comes along and says, this kikar is like a korban, it means he's saying it is asur. It's not worse than yads. Remember we learned in the first Perek, in the first Mishnah, different vague terminologies, where we said, mufreshani mimcha miruhakan, you didn't say the word asur. So then, I don't need the pasuk to tell me that when a guy comes along and says, hare ze ke korban, that this item is asur. That's forgiven. That's for granted, I take that. So therefore, what's the pasuk must be coming to tell me? It's coming to tell me another chedush. That what? That the only items that you can matfis are items that are asur mitam neder. The Ran is just trying to tell me what I could have used the pasuk for, but I don't need the pasuk for that. Ela must be used for the ikar chedush to tell me davka bedavar hanadur. That's what he says. Lo garam yadot. אלא ודאי קרא דכי ידו נדר לאו לדבר הנדור עתה, אלא למעות לדבר האסור. Which means like this. I'm going to say one more time, say it clearer. איש כי ידו נדר. So, oh, that what? That when you're making a נדר, I might talk to the person like this, that you could make a נדר בדבר הנדור, meaning, I could make נדרים and compare it to something, and it'll be hal. Meaning, this item is like a korban. Maybe the chiddush of pasuk is when you compare, the item becomes asur. Why would I think not? Because maybe you didn't say the word asur. That is, I don't need pasuk for that. For sure, when you say this item is like a korban, it means it's asur. That's not worse than the vague terminologies of yad. Ela must be the pasuk ki yidor neder is coming to tell me a bigger chiddush. That davka, when you make the neder bedavara nadur, that's when it's hal. But if you do it bedavara asur, it's nothing. Good. So now I know exactly the clarity of what the pasuk is coming to tell me. Then the Gemara asks, "Iache, afidu bedvara asur name." If you're ready, doreshing pasukim, I have a pasuk that will teach you. You can even make a neder bedvara asur. How? Dea ketiv leesor isar al nafsho. At the end of that pasuk. Ish ki yido neder l'Hashem, etc. O ishav ha-shevua, le'esor isar al nafsho. To oser something on himself. Le'esor isar, double language. So maybe I'll tell you, you know what le'esor isar comes to teach me? That even when you will oser this item, with comparing it to a davar asur, it's hal. So if we go even further, tell me even davar asur. So comes the Gemara and says, no, can't use it for that. You know why? Le'esor isar mive'ele lichdetanya ezehu isur amur, but isar amur batura. I need it for another derasha later on. So never, that's used up already. So since it's used up, I only have the pasuk of ishki yidor neder Lashem, to teach me dafka bedavar anadur. I want you to learn davar asur from that. Can you? That I use for something else. Ran. Look at the Ran. Iyake. Iyake afilu bedavar asur na meda haketiv desor isa kilomar. Tal korha korhad gufe etzterich. Velav demruta dechiechi dot isa gadatin dematfis lo avi neder. Ketav rahmana hanitrek ra'el ashminam dematfis bedavar anadur matfis bedavar asur avi neder. Vechol had minayu chayil. Which means like this. Tell me, I need both pasuk. I need Lindor Neder and Lesor Isar. Lindor Neder just teaches me you can be matfis. That when you make Nedarim, you can't say this item is asur like that. That's Hadush number one. And then Hadush number two is now that I told you can be matfis, you can even be matfis bedvar ha'asur. Maybe that's what the pasuk is coming to tell me. No, it's not. You know why? Because the Lesor Isar already is used up for another derasha. Next run. לאסור איסר מטבעי לכתתן יזו איסר. כלומר, כיוון דאפשר לוקמה להגדרה של האחים וקמת לה. which means once already, let's speak out. Once already I have another derasha for the Esor Issa, I'm going to use it for that other derasha. You know why? Because I explained to you already. I really don't need Ishki Yedo Neder to teach me that you can be Matfis. Because being Matfis should be obvious. I don't need a Pasuk to tell me, really, like I told you before. The Ran just gave you the Sevarot originally. I don't need to really tell me that I could say this item is like a Korban. That I should know without a Pasuk. So therefore, once already I have another item to use for the Esod Isar, I'm going to use that item for the Esod Isar, and I'm going to learn the beginning Pasuk to teach me that not that you can be Matfis, but now you can be Matfis. And the Hadush is Davka Bidvar Nadur and not Bidvar Asur. What is the Esod Isar? Come and teach me. Another Derasha, which we'll see later on. So if somebody will ask you, bottom line, so that you're not get the conclusion. How do you know you can't be Matfis Bidvar Asur? It says, Ish ki yidor neder. What is yidor neder? Davka bedavar nadur. Aye, Rabbi, it says le'esod isar, which is master, even davar asur. No, that already is used for a different derasha. Therefore, we're limited to the. Oh, Rabbi, maybe the beginning of the pasuk is coming to teach me that you can be matfis at all. How do I know that? Forget about the davar asur. Who told me that I could say this kikar is like a korban? Who told you that? That's pasuk. That's not worse than yadot. That's not worse than vague terminology that we said is hal. This is not worse than that. What do you think he means when he says this kikar is like a korban? He means it's like a sur like a korban. I don't need a pasuk for that. And I must be coming to tell me the extent of what I can make a comparison to only the var and nadu below the var asur. So that is the source pasuk. Comes the Gemara continues. Ha'omer l'ishto areat alai ki'ima. A guy came along to his wife. And he said, you are like to me, like my mother. So what do we say? Meaning, asur, like the mother. So technically, according to the rules that we know till now, it should be nothing. Mother's asur, not mishum neder. Therefore, it should be asur. But what do we say in the Mishnah? We said, he's got to go to the rabbi. He's got to go to the rabbi for? We had a question. What has he got to go for? So we said, because this case is a common case, that people make the dadim against their wives. And we're worried for an ama'aris that what? If you're not going to make him go to the rabbi to deal with this case, he might make a nidid against his wife where it is hal. And he's going to say what? Well, I didn't go to the rabbi last time, so I don't got to do anything. And now he's in trouble. So therefore, in order that the ama'aris doesn't fall into the trap of the dadim, so we tell him, you know what? Even when you make such a nidid, go to the rabbi. Now, why again? Why only in this case to make a gezira? Because this is a common case where people make the darim and the mekpid on the wife and things like that. So therefore, the rabbi's put like a fence over here so he doesn't get into an issue of isur the darim. Yeah, that's the way we understood it. Already the Ran gave us that whole understanding on the Mishnah. Now let's read it in the Gemara. What do you mean? We have a contradiction. Hare at alai kibasar ima. Guy comes along and tells his wife, you're like my mother, which is asur. Kibasar achoti, like my sister. Ki orla. Orla is the tree in the first 3 years. Forbidden fruit, cannot eat it. Kile akirim. You're like to me like kile akirim, he tells his wife. Which kile akirim, meaning the vineyard where he mixed it with wheat, let's say, planted two different species next to each other, which is asur. Lo amar kelum. Oh. What is the Mishnah? What is this Braita's mashma? He said nothing. Now, lo amar klum is mashma. You don't got to even go to the rabbi. It's nothing. It's zero. But that goes against our Mishnah. So, what it says, amar abaye, lo amar kelum mideoraita. Vesarik she'ela midrabanan. So, we said, you don't need anything mideoraita. It's arhal. Like we said, ishki don't need it. But what? Midrabanan. The rabbi's told you got to go get a, got to get an absolvement. Comes the Gemara and says, Rava Amar, Rava gives a different answer. Ha b'tamidi hachamim, ha b'ama'ares. Different answer. Our Mishnah that said he's got to go get an absolvement, that's when Ama'ares. Why? Ama'ares doesn't know the laws of Nidarim. If you're going to tell him he doesn't got to absolve himself in this case, he's not going to absolve himself when he really has to, everybody's going to have a problem. So for an Ama'ares, the rabbis put a fence. I, that bright over there that said, when a guy tells his wife, you're nothing, you're like my mother and all that, that's talking about a Tamir Hakam. Tamir Hakam is, he's not going to make a mistake. He knows exactly, he chose, He chose those words on purpose because he don't want to make an absolvent. So therefore, he knows what he's doing. So therefore, now the reason why Rava chose to say Habitamin Hakam, because the words Lo Amar Kilum are mashma, it's nothing. Yeah, but it's Lo Amar Kilum mid the Oraita, but mid the Rabbanan it's Asur. That's not mashma, the words Lo Amar Kilum. Lo Amar Kilum is mashma, it's zero in totality. So then we gave another answer. What's the split between Tamid Hachamim and Amei Ha'aretz? Okay. So comes Gemara and says, Vehatanya. Now, Vehatanya is not a question. This Vehatanya is a proof.
Support.
It's a support. Hanoder Batorah. Okay, now we're talking about a case where a person actually made a shivua. Sometimes the Torah, the Gemara will use the word shivua for a shivua, and sometimes they'll use the word noder, but it's referring to a guy made a shivua. Now, what did he do? He's noder Batorah. I make a shivua in the Torah that what? That this item I'm not going to do, or whatever it is, I'm not going to eat this item. He's making a shivua Batorah with the Torah. We'll see what that means exactly. He said nothing. He did nothing, but you got to go to the rabbi to get absolved. So you see that difference between Ama'aris and Tamid Hakam, which means you have a case where it says you need to make kafara, or you need to go to the rabbi, she'ela, but who needs to go? Only the Ama'aris. But the Tamid Hakam does not. So you see that difference between Tamid Hakam and Ama'aris. So therefore, that's where Rava supports himself from. Good? Now that already we gave this case, what's the case exactly? The guy's making a shivua with a sifra Torah. The Gemara is going to go into right now. So the Gemara says, Tanya, we have a braita. Hanoder batorah. Look at the Iran. And the Amud Bet, second paragraph. Hanoder batorah. Kilomar, shenishba batorah. He made a swear. Dekari le tanal linishba noder. First, he's giving you the case. Don't think what we said, the guy was noder, but Torah, it's an eder. The case we're talking about, he's made a shivua. The word noder and shivua are interchangeable. Okay, now you got the case. Now, what did he do? Let's continue it on. He had a Torah in front of him. V'amar, bizua Torah. From this Torah, shelo e'ese, o she'ese davar penoni. Either I'm going to do this item, I'm not going to do this item. Lo amar klum. Why? De da'te agivilin. His da'at, when he says, I'm making the swear on the Torah, it's on the parchment. On the givil. That's not nothing. No, parchment is nothing. To be a shivua, you got to make a shivua on what's written in the words of the Torah, and the God's names in the Torah. Mm. But since he didn't say on the words that are written in the Torah, he just said, I'm making a shivua, but Torah, you said nothing because that's going on the parchment. Parchment is not the Torah, and therefore the Shiva is not hal. Read Gemara Tanya. Noder bat Torah. Lo amar kilum. Bema shekatuv ba. But if he said, I'm making a Shiva from what's written in the Torah, oh, then already devarav kayamim ba. Then of course, kayam. Third case. Ba ubema shekatuv ba devarav kayamim. Here's both things. I'm making a shivua ba in the Torah, and what's written, his words are kayam. So let's review the three cases of this braita. Case number one, batorah. Batorah, nothing. That's on the givil. Bimashi katuv ba, kayam. That means he's making a shivua in the words of God. God's names are in the Torah. Batorah u bimashi katuv ba, kayam. So comes the one and says, "Ketani b'ma shikatuv ba devarav kayamim, ba u'b'ma shikatuv ba sarich lememar." Now we're analyzing case number 2 and 3. You told me already. Once a guy says, "Ma shikatuv ba tchal," so what do I need the sefer to tell me? Ba Torah u'b'ma shikatuv ba, which is both items. course. Why should it be worse? Which means when the guy just says alone, b'mashika tuba, already the shivua is hal. Do I need case number three that says, I made a shivua, ba, u b'mashika tuba? Why should it be worse? So that's the Gemara says. The Gemara is assuming not. The Gemara is assuming so long as you got, she make it everything, the givini, what she constrained in it, shouldn't be worse. So Amar of Nachman, lakashya. So do we give a couple of answers to this question? To the end of the Gemara, all the Gemara is going to do is answer this question. First answer is of Nachman. Ha de mahta oraita ara ha de nakit la biyade. Depends what it's sefer Torah is. If the sefer is on the table, there's one law. But if you're holding the sefer Torah in your hand, is a different law. What's the difference? Gemara. Mahta al ara. When it's on the table, come on, it's on the ground. But of course, we're not putting a sefer Torah on the ground. It means Allah down. It's in front of him. He's not holding it. Da'ate agivile. His mind is on the gevil. We assume that his mind is on the parchment. However, nakatla biyadeh, or he's holding it in his hand, da'ate ala askarot sheba. Then already, Shaman came to the sefer, he's holding it. Then already we say his mind is on the words themselves, which means like this, which is a little dohak to say, but we're saying that in one braita, in the middle and the last cases are talking about two different scenarios. Case number two of the braita that said, where the guy says, I'm making the shivua, b'mashikatuva, so that's talking about over here, where the Sefer Torah is on the ground. No, the Sefer Torah is on the ground. Then you have to say b'ferush b'mashikatuvba. And if you don't say b'mashikatuvba, actually, let's read the Ran. Let's see if we're saying it right. Let's read the Ran. Had the machta. Look at the Ran. Second paragraph of the Ran. Had the machta oraita lara. When the ground is on the ground. Had the nakit lebiyade. Resha. Dan noder batorah lo amar klum. That's the first case, really. Where a guy makes a ned and he says, I'm making it, so going back to case number one. Who's case number one? Hanoder batorah lo amar klum. You know what the case is? The nakit lebiyade. Where he's holding it in his hand. Vafidu achi lo amar klum. Why? Demai batorah deka amar. Begivirin chi ketuba. Avema sheketuv ba devarav kayamim. When he says ba, then we say it's good. Good. Aval sefa, but the last case is talking about b'demachta oraita l'ra'a askinan. That's talking about when the sefer Torah is on the table. Ufichach ilu amar b'mashikatuv ba bilvad. Interesting. Even if it's on the table, if you said b'mashikatuv ba, lo amar klum. Kevan demachta l'ra'a, since it's on the ground, amrina d'date agivile. Unbelievable. Even if it's on the table. And he said, Mashikatuba, your dad's on the gavil. Dehachi ka'amar. Because this is what he means. Bemashikatuba Torah, with what the Torah is written on. Which means what? Dainu ha'gavilim. Aval ki amar ba, u bemashikatuba, mehani. Dekevan de amar ba. What's already said ba? Kevan is scared of giving you cover the gavilim. So when you say betocha, it's got to be referring to the word. So let's learn the braita again. According to this first answer. Case 1, 2, and 3. Case 1 and 2 is talking about a case where the guy's holding the sefer Torah in his hand. When the guy's holding the sefer Torah in his hand, he says, but Torah, you said nothing. Because even if you're holding it in your hand, when you say but Torah, you mean the gevil. What you're holding? I'm holding the gevil. The parchment, no good. When I come along and holding it in my hand and say, mashikatuba, that's enough. Mashikatuba. The words, hal. Okay, third case. It's on the table. On the table, now you got to be more explicit. You have to say, ba, you know why? Because if you had it on the table and you just said, mashikatuvba, I would interpret those words to mean, bimashikatuvba, with what that it's written on, which means gevil. So how do I make it okay? I have to say two terminologies. Ba, or ba, that's gevil. Umashikatuba words that goes on the table. The problem with this answer is obvious that in a braita, we don't like to change gears from one case to another. Usually you have a bright that there's three cases. Usually you like to say that all the cases are talking about the same situation. To say, this is talking about where it's you're holding it, this is talking about where you put it on the table. Ul-dohak. So that's what the Gemara is going to offer some other answers. Comes the Gemara and says, V'ba'it ima. Another answer. D'machta al-ar'a. The case is to the whole bright. Case 1, 2, and 3. It's on the table. V'akamash ma'adhan. You know what the hadush of the bright is? Dafagav de machta al ara, even though it's on the table. Kevan de amar bima sheketuv ba mehani. Vezu ve'en sarich lomar zu ketani. Okay. It's on the table. Let's start all the cases that are brighter now. It's on the table. The guy said he's making a shivua. But Torah, he said nothing. But Torah, gevil. It's on the table. Case number two. Mashi betocha. Hidush, even though it's on the table, and you said mashmetukat means words. Neder is hal. So I don't need case number three then. I don't need case number three. Case number three is really working with a style of, which we see sometimes in Shas, zu. Sometimes the braita will give me the biggest hidush already. Once it gives me the biggest hidush, three is superfluous, but it gives it to us. In any event, zoo. Once I tell me zoo, in tzarich lomar le zoo. Now, I'm going to speak out, but if it only would have gave me case number three, I wouldn't know case. I wouldn't learn it like I'm learning it. But, which is, if it only gave me case number three, I would say maybe you got to say both items when it's on the table. Ba, umashikatuba, and therefore from the fact that. You gave me case number two, so you don't got to go that far. You can even say, even though it's on the table, ma shikatuba, and I'm not going to say that that's talking about gvil. I'm going to say that that's talking about words, and therefore, once you told me the bigger hadush, so already, the case number three is superfluous, but you're right, zuve and tzirik lomar zuketan. Look at the Ran. Viba et ema. Demachta al ar'a. Kilomar. Kula demachta al ar'a. ואפילו אחרי כי אמר במה שכתוב בדבריו קיימים. Even though it's on the table, and you said דברה, מה שכתוב בה קיים. וספה דקטני באו במה שכתוב בדבריו קיימים, לא צריך על הגופה. You know why you need it? Keywords now. אלא לגילוי הרשא. It's time to be חדוש now. It's to explain the רשא דבמנחה על ארעהי. How do I know case number two is also talking about where it's on the table? You know how I know it? The sefa vaday kevan damar ba mashkatu ba afilu mancha anaga mehani. Umenet de mashkatu ba bilhu dami afilu mancha anaga mehani. The losfila glad lukim na lukim ta brayta betrei gavne. You know why I need case number three? For the hidush factor, I don't need. But I need case number three to tell me what scenario is case number two talking about. That it's on the table. Case number three, when you said everything. Ba mashkatu ba. That's for sure talking about what's on the table. Even if it's on the table, that's okay. Once you already tell me case number three is talking about on the table, it reveals to me that case number two also was talking about on the table. Because this Tana does not want to say we're talking about two different scenarios in one braita. So therefore, even though there's not a chidush in the law, but the chidush of case number three is just the revelation that case number two was talking about also in the sefer was thought that was on the table. And it's enough to say, maskatuba, and therefore it's going to be an edit. That's the second answer to the Gemara. Third answer to the Gemara. V'ba'it ema. Kula mitzi'ata. Some take out the word mitzi'ata. The bah. We'll read the bah's text. V'ba'it ema. Kula name. The whole braita. Denakitle biyadeh. Reverse way. The whole bright, the whole case I'm talking about where he's holding it in his hand. V'akamash ma'lan, kevan denakit la biyadeh, afagav delo amar ela ba. Even though he only said the words ba, keman de amar bima shekatuv ba dameh. Even though he only said the words ba, it's like he said bima shekatuv ba. So let's read the Ran to see exactly what we're talking about. So let's read the Ran. Haki Garcinan. Haki Garcinan. V'iba etema sefa hakamash ma'alan. Tekevan denakitla biyade. So last case, somebody is holding in his hand. Afagav de lo amar ela ba. Even though he only said, let's say ba. Keman de amar bema shekatuv ba dame. Which means you're reading into the Mishnah now, the Braita. The last case of the Braita, where he said, Bah, Betulcha, he said everything. You know what you're saying? The guy's holding the Sefer. He didn't say Bah, Betulcha. Well, but the Braita says he said Bah, Betulcha. Yeah. No. It's like he said Bah, Betulcha. But what did he really say? Bah. So when you're holding it in your hand, and you say the word, and he is Bah, Betulcha, it has a deen like you said Bah, Betulcha, because you're holding it. Masha'en ken, if it was on the table, saying the word ba would be nothing. Now, v'achi pirusho. Now, read the Ran. I'm going to give you the din. Didesha diktani. That's going to give you the three cases. Didesha diktani an noder batora lo amar klum b'ma shekatub ha-devarav kayamim b'deman ha'alara. Very good. Case number one and two are talking about, they're on the table. So when it's on the table, the guy says, bah, you said nothing. When it's on the table and he says, betocha, mashu betocha, you're good. It's a vow. Umishumaki ki amar ba lo mehani ad dekana shkatuba, aval sefa, bedenakit le biyade askinan. Umishumaki ki tani dekeban denakit le biyade afagav, de lo amar ela ba. Which means that you have to be like read into this Braita now. This Tana doesn't mind to split the cases up. But what he's doing is for case number three, he's learning case number three, he's holding it. The Chiddush of case number three is even if you said ba, you didn't say b'mashikatuv ba, it's like. When you say ba, it's like you said bema, shebetocha ma shekatuv ba. So basically, we have three answers. How to explain, we're going to review the three answers. Why do you need case number two and three? First answer, the Gemara, is that, you're right, case two and three are talking about two different scenarios. One case is talking about where it's on the floor, on the ground, and one case is talking about where he's holding it in his hand. What's the cases? So like the Ran said, that really case number one and two is still always holding it in his hand. Let's speak it out. He's holding it in his hand, the Sefer Torah, and he's saying, what? I need Nishba Torah. I don't care if you're holding it in your hand, it's nothing. He's holding it in his hand, he says, I need Nishba Mashikatuba. Mashikatuba, he's holding it in his hand? Hal. Case number three, it's on the table. Oh, okay, something's on the table. So now you got to say two items. You got to say ba and betocha. Because if you just said betocha, I tell you betocha means maybe the gevil. That's why you got to say ba, betocha, to come and tell me ba is the gevil, betocha is talking about the word. Therefore, that's what's hal. Okay, answer number one. Answer number two, viba etema. Zu ve'en sarich lomar zu ketani. Which means, I'll tell you the answer is talking about where the whole Braita is talking about, where it's on the table. Because I don't want to split up the Braita cases like that. Everything's on the table. Beautiful. And how do I know it's talking about it's on the table? From case number three. Because case number three says, the guy said everything. The guy said everything, even if it's on the table, it's okay. So it's like case number three is on the table, case number two is on the table as well. Teach me what? That on the table, even if you just said, it's a shivua. Wonderful. Why don't you tell me that? I don't need case number three. You said everything. Yeah, you're right. Zubi and Sriklama Zukadani. Third answer is V'ibayetemal. Come and tell you that what? First two cases is talking about it's on the table. Oh, on the table? It's a Hanuk. You said Ba, Batorah, nothing. Mashkatub Ba, Hal. Case number three is talking about where you held it and you just said Ba. Oh, ba, it's ba. Ba, ba's gevil. No, when you're holding it, ba is like you said. Those are the three answers of the Gemara. Now, before we conclude, We have to just sum up the last sugya in principles, the way the Ran says. Go back to the Amud Rishon, just to go back to some kladim here that we should have saw it earlier, but we'll see it now. Look at the bottom paragraph of Ran, Hilkach le'inyan halakha. I'm taking you back now to review of the last subject that we discussed. Hilkach le'inyan halakha, naktinan. Go back to the Matfis story. The matfis bedavar asur lo avi neder. That's like what? This item is like hazir. Nothing. Velo tzarich she'ela klal ve'afilu ba'am ha'aris. That's right. Ela b'madir ishto b'lvad. The ama'aris only needs hafara in the case of matfis dvar, it's only in the case of his wife. Because we said that's a common scenario. That would mean like I go along and say this item is like a korban. Which means he comes along, the Ran tells us a chiddush over here. Here's what I want to speak out. The law is like this. When I say bedavar nadur, there was a thought to say that maybe for this, for me to make matfis, it's got to be asur to everybody, this item. Kamash ma'alam, when the pasuk said, remember we had the pasuk, le'esor isar?
Yeah.
I never told you what le'esor isar was coming to teach us. Manam I'm going to tell you what's coming to teach us, le'esor isar. Even if you said, this kikar is asur, like this item, that's asur benedit only to me, still the item is asur. You might have thought that maybe to osir something, it's got to be compared to an item that's asur to everybody. It's what pasuk le'esor isar al nafsho. That even if the item that's not, that you're comparing it to is only asur to you, it's hal. Exactly. I'll give you an example. Well, no, korban is asur to everybody. That's not an example. No, that's asur to all zarim also. If I'll give you an example like this. This item is asur, like the neder that I made, that I'm going to fast on the day of the yahrzeit of his father's passing. Well, that day is only asur to him, it's not asur to everybody. Still, hal. Even though it's only as he's comparing it to, it's only as suit to him. Mm-hmm. That's what the le'esor isar ultimately comes to. That's what Ran is speaking out. Matfis bin avara nadur is hal. Even if that neder that he's comparing it to is only as sur, la'atzmo. Read that in Nam, please. Second line from where we started. Aval bin matfis bin avara nadur. Third line. Afidu bin avara she'edur ela lo bin vad hayim. Okay, when it comes to being matfis with shivua, there's other laws like he says in Masechet Shavuot. So you got the rules clear? That's just for you. Matfis bedvara asur, nothing. Is there a case where you can be matfis bedvara asur that you need to go to the rabbi?
Yes.
Yes. Who?
Amaris.
In a case where he's matfis bedvara asur to his wife, only that case where is the exception. Oh, when a guy is matfis medvar hanadur, even in a case where the neder is only asul atzmo, atfasa is atfasa.